talking with Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated. I think what the farmers and ranchers out there are really wondering is, okay, well, now what? We're turning to a new year. What does your outlook look like, Drew, for the next couple weeks?
Well, we are expecting to see some more cold air come back around, but the latest data that we received this morning suggests that the bitter cold's going to hold off. And we may actually continue to be a little bit warmer biased as we go forward into the first half of January. The second half of the month will probably be colder. The sad thing is when we have warmer biased conditions, just like this past week, is that we allow the atmosphere to hold the moisture. And that greater amount of moisture sets the stage for, you know, large storm systems. So we end up with these large winter storms producing significant snow and some freezing rain. And I'm afraid we're probably not done with this, and we will see some more of that before the season is over. But for the month of January, the first half is going to be okay. The second half will probably turn a lot colder, and somewhere in the middle we're going to see another storm system, maybe not as big as this, but we'll have some more snow to deal with. And later in the winter, we will still be seeing some waves of energy impacting parts of the region.
And I know, well, the talk of snow really encompasses a lot of your time lately, Drew. Is there anything else weather-wise coming up or occurring right now that we need to be drawing attention to?
Well, probably my biggest concern for right here at home is just the flood potential in the spring. We want to make sure we stop some of these storms from occurring. The ground is saturated. We don't have or didn't have a lot of frost in the ground before the first storms came along. So we have managed to saturate the entire soil column in some places. And some of the snow, when it melts, will be able to continue that process. So if we're going to continue with an active weather pattern into late winter, that does raise that potential for a spring flood. And so that's one of the things that I'm most interested in right now. The jet stream should drop farther to the south, and the storm track should shift farther to the south as we get into the heart of winter. For right now, we do have this warm temperature bias that's going to be around for a bit. There's a lot of moisture in other areas in the Midwest, and if you recall, the rivers and streams spent most of this past year in flood stage, and so there's not a lot of room there to breathe with, and so we want to make sure we shut down some of this wet bias, or we're going to have some more flood problems, not only here at home, but in other parts of the Midwest when we get into the spring. And I do think that that's something we're going to have to be concerned with. I'm looking at a spring season that might be a little cool bias, so we may not see the dry down that we need to see prior to the snowmelt season.